Hello, and welcome to Movie Foam.
Oh, that's not it, Chuck.
You've got mail.
Not what they are looking for.
So what does he want?
Welcome. Class is now in session.
Powered by Krieger Waves.
Kurihara? Am I saying
Yeah, that? Kurihara, you can call me, or Kohei?
Kohei.
Yeah, it's Kohei. A rusty.
Kohei Kurihara, Kohei.
Hello, this is Professor Harry, and we are talking about e-commerce, and I wanted to welcome an internet friend of mine who's connected to me today from Japan, Kurihara Kohei.
Yes, me
too. Kurihara-san, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having the time today.
So this is for a class in San Diego at Southwestern College, and we're teaching an introduction to e-commerce. Most of it's focused on the United States, you know, and you have a good history of working with e-commerce, and from the notes that you've given me, it's really different than some of how it's implemented in the U.S.
Yeah.
And that's really what I want to share with the students, but I was hoping before we do that, you could just tell them a little bit about your work history so they have a sense of what you've done.
So my history is the first career, the work name is one of the Japanese big e-commerce platform, Rakuten. In Japan, we have two competitors, the Amazon and Rakuten. Rakuten is Japanese biggest one. I'm working as a sales agency to increase the shops' food concerns of this platform. I'm concerned like three industries: interior, kitchen material, dairy goods. I'm trying to boost their sales through advertisement or like consulting to prepare the UI, UX, or like cart system, or something concerns the e-commerce deals.
All right, look, I want to stop you for a second. So you're saying UI and UX, which I know I have students who have a CIS degree, but I also are working towards that. We also have some marketers who may not understand. So UI is user experience, interaction, and UX is user experience. And the Amazon, I think, obviously, everybody knows. The other company, you said it was Rakuten? That's Rakuten?
Yeah, Rakuten. I think it's acquired some U.S. e-commerce company, like Rebates. It's the one of the Rebate platform acquired by Rakuten. Rakuten is trying to expand the region to the different way what Amazon it did in the United States. Or like acquiring some United States the startups, Biki is created by the exit student in Stanford, and they create a platform to movies, Korean movies, or some entertainments it's make a community that people can transfer the old movies in different languages.
Ah, so you're saying that not only are they selling access to the movies, they're providing a user community where the members of the community are contributing the translations?
Yeah. Rakuten is planning to expand the region, not only for the e-commerce, but like banking, online, reservation, online, tickets, everything. Because they're like trying to stretch the economic region, their own economic region. It's so-called in Japan, the Rakuten is the Rakuten Keizaiken. It's an economic system.
Okay. So, and you said that they're reaching out in Singapore, Korea, across the Pacific Rim. But you said also into the United States.
Yeah.
So, Kurihara-san, when I was exchanging messages with you, one of the things you said that was really different about the Japanese e-commerce is the speed of delivery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
can you share?
Okay.
Can you
Go ahead. Yeah. Mary in Japan is paved the system for logistics. Like if you want to get order in the morning, some like a company Amazon or Rakuten is quick delivery within the days. It's so fast. Cause the Japanese big logistic company or Yamato, it delivers so fast. And their network is spread all spread in Japan. So if the customer orders in the morning, their orders will move to the logistics system, and it detects as soon as possible, and they try to set the like deliberation quite so fast. And they try to be like needed to everything, like parking or like a notification system. Even like customer missed the deliberation.
Yeah. But they so if a customer misses, customer's not home, you're saying so.
Yeah, customer cannot get the delivery at this time. They can easy to order online, like tomorrow or in the weekend. They can easily to quick set the next schedule to delivery.
Okay, so let me see if I can break that apart. So in the U.S., if I order and I miss the shipping, they're going to leave me a note, and basically I have to wait for them to come back. Maybe I can call them or go to a website, but pretty much I'm left at their mercy. You're saying in Japan, they've made it very easy to then reschedule for a convenient time. Now, but and you said if I order in the morning, I'm going to get it the same day?
Yeah, same day or the evening or like some delivery gets the many times. If you cannot get within a day, the next morning, they call again. So this is the Japanese basic style. We are accustomed to get so fast.
Okay, so that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And what's the fastest it might be? A couple hours, 3 or 4 hours, or 8 hours? Or
I think it all depends on your orders. Like if it's all stocks, they can easily to shipping. But if it's not stocks, it needs to take some time.
Time. All right. So we've already mentioned UI and again, user experience and user interface. And in the US, we put a lot of attention into the artistic merit of the shopping experience. We try to make it beautiful and calm and, you know, very focused on the customer, very easy. Even a large site like Amazon is still somewhat uncluttered. From the notes that you gave me, it's the opposite in Japan?
So, like, we tend to like to see the information about the products or sales. It seems to be like a bit of the messy for like the people who is living in the United States or Europe. Because like Japanese inclined to examine the which information would be preferred, like products detail, like sales detail, shipping information, we confirm it again and again. Because,
So I'm looking at the Rakuten site, and in the U.S. it looks very, very, very easy. You know, very, very similar to Amazon.
Yeah.
But is there a Japanese? If I go to the Japanese version, is it gonna look different?
Yeah, if you could visit them, .jp, perhaps you be like very confused.
Yes, wow. Yeah, I can see it. Wow, it's like night and day. I'm going to do a screen capture and show that to my students, the U.S. site looks very much like Amazon or Walmart. But in terms of the .co.jp site, it's very busy. Lots and lots of rows, and it's all. And the Japanese people enjoy it this way?
Yeah, like housewife is the window shopping there, or like even the first time they didn't buy anything, they bookmark or like they stalked it as the favorite pages. They love to only read it everything. Which like product is selling, which product is discounting, or which sales is coming. People love to look at that time, in particular the woman, or like mainly housewife, or like, so this is preferable for the like Japanese female, but the Japanese male is preferred to buy it on Amazon, cause like men love to read it effectively, like search, like Google. They want to find their purpose. So there is pretty much different between the woman and man.
So if I'm understanding, you're saying that it tends that the ladies in Japan want this kind of searching and looking and kind of hunting for stuff, where men tend to, they know what they want. They want to search for it, find it. They're going to buy it or not. That's it. Very interesting. And so you've mentioned as well that there's some changes coming with consumer to consumer sales. Like in the U.S., we have eBay, Etsy, and so forth. What's happening in Japan with that, with these auction or consumer to consumer sites, C2C?
The since the mobile has penetrated among this, like C2C business has also evolving. Like, you know, the offer up in United States has become the unicorn, as well as in Japanese app Mercari. They have been spread the business also in United States. Has like
which company?
Mercari, Mercari.
Oh, Mercury, yeah.
You know.
Was it a store?
It's a apps. The people can be like selling the buy on this app. They can easily to upload the contents, and like some visitors can buy the like person-to-person communication.
Do you know what the URL is?
Yeah, sure. I send you the link.
Okay, let's. Okay. Oh, Mercari. Mercari. But we would pronounce it like Mercury. I'm just going to put that into my other browser here. M-E-C-A. M-E-R-C-A-R-I .com. Okay, and anybody can buy or sell. And this is, you're saying this is a company that's coming out of Japan, that's originating there?
It's originally a Japanese company, and they've started their business in around 2013, the foreign, and it's almost over the $1,000 million this moment.
Like $1 billion, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, $10 billion.
$10 billion.
Yeah, over. It's so first the sales. It's increasing the over 300% compared to the last year.
Wow, it's a very incredible.
Yeah, I heard about like it's getting the over $1 million in the United States. it's following the trending OpenApp is doing it.
Why is it becoming popular in Japan? Mm-hmm. What are they doing there that makes it culturally relevant? Or
so I have two high hopes for that. The one is the mobilization. People is tend to read or search everything online, and it's moved to mobile, so it's becoming popular and popular. But next thing is about like people stalks anything even they didn't use it, like any like clothes, any like gaming, any or something goods, even they wanted to use it this time. At this case, they want to sell this product to someone with like discount or cheaper cost. In terms of the buyers, they wanted to buy it at quite a cheaper cost. So that's why this C2C model is pretty much popular here in Japan.
So you're saying someone buys something, they're finished with it, and they don't want to, it depends on where you are, but in Japan, the homes can be a lot smaller than U.S. homes, so you don't have a lot of room. Mm-hmm. And obviously, if you're not using something, it's just wasting money, so you might as well resell it.
Yeah.
Why not eBay? Is there some unique difference that why they're more competitive, other than mobile, very mobile friendly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this eBay is not pretty much popular here in Japan. This time they're focusing on cross borders. If any company wanted to sell cross border from outside to Japan, eBay is quite a useful platform. But like compared to the eBay, like Japanese company Yahoo, it's a brother of the Yahoo America, Yahoo Japan, has started to the auction business. It's pretty much popular. Beforehand, to Mercari has started on business, the auction has get popular here. People wanted to sell in the products on the auction. The Yahoo or Rakuten has also make the position on the auction business.
Well, that's absolutely fascinating. I don't want to take up too much more time. I think this is really helpful. I want to summarize very quickly that in Japan, e-commerce is widespread. Delivery, high-speed delivery is very important.
Yeah.
The user experience or interface can be a lot more cluttered.
Yeah.
Special auction sites like Mercari are taking off. What about payment? I know historically in Japan, people didn't have credit cards. They had bank accounts. Is the payment through the bank account, or is it now on credit card, or is it cash on delivery?
Mm-hmm. The cash is preferable to us. In 2015, almost 80% of the payment has been done through the cash, not so much of the credit card. Even the people having their own card, they like to use it as a cash, as a payment. So if you do the business here for e-commerce sales, you need to prepare the options for cash. This is pretty much important things.
And by the way, it's the same in India. Mm-hmm. It's largely very much a cash transaction. So then what I'd like you to do to conclude, you're now working with a company, Magna.
Magna
Connect. Mm-hmm. And if you want, please tell everybody what you're doing at Magna Connect.
Mm-hmm. So we are concerned about cross deals. Like if you wanted to sell in your products online, or you wanted to seek in a partners in Japan or other countries, we help your business to build your strategy through my partners. We have over 60 countries, a partnership there, and we're working on the project. This moment is coming from Japan to the world, but the two company I'm working from outside to Japanese market. Our my company is aiming for the international community. People can be easily to participate in there to get to start a business with diversified idea. That's why I'm trying to start this business and to help in the both business increase on the cross-border deals.
What is the web address? Can you send it to me?
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
The address, the web address?
Sorry, I didn't create it this moment. I'm working this time is on my social network.
Okay, so there's no website?
Yeah, no website this month.
Okay, so then it's easy to understand. You're helping people who want to do business with Japan who are somewhere outside of Japan?
Yeah, this moment.
So, and you're working with people in 60 different countries, connecting them to businesses in Japan. Is it all e-business or is it, you know, is it other kinds of more physical, tangible enterprise?
Basically, we do the internet business or any company who wanted to sell the physical products online, we're concerned.
So you would take an inventory of products and help them translate it and put it up on a site like Roxton, or would you help them create a custom site?
So we basically only concern the consulting. They wanted to start a business outside of Japan. We try to find the best partners in each country.
So this is going from Japan out or from outside Japan in?
We do the both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the case is coming from outside. We try to seek the partners in Japan. But outside, we do the same things.
It's helping the Japanese business find partners in other countries. Well, international business is really so important. My students who are based in San Diego, of course, are very close, within a few miles of the Mexican border, and they know how busy production manufacturing base is there. And so I think they can easily understand that. Kurahara-san, I want to thank you so very much for, and this is hard to find some time and to talk to us. It's very much appreciated, and I know my students appreciate this insight into the difference between the U.S. and the Japanese market. Do you want to give out an email address or a social address or anything if someone wanted to contact you?
Yeah, of course. Please feel me, reach me to Facebook or like a LinkedIn or something that you want to know.
All right, I'll include your LinkedIn account with my notes.
Yeah.
So again, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And if I can help you in any way, please let me know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So could I send you the request on Facebook? It's pretty much common to us. Yeah, thanks.
All right. I'm just going to say this is Professor Shapiro, and we have been talking to my friend Kurahara-san about Japanese e-commerce. I hope you found this guest lecture interesting and open your eyes a little bit about the differences as we travel around the world. Everybody's buying online, but they're buying online differently.
Yeah.
All right. 1, 2, 3, say bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Powered by Krieger Waves.